My name is Jalaluddin Hussain. I represent the Canadian Asian News newspaper, which comes out from Toronto.
What are the issues that are surrounding that you are running into in terms of the community in Toronto or either in Montreal? And when I say community, I'm just talking about in broad of the Asian community. Could you please let us, our audience, know 90.3 CKUT, what's going on in India right now?
Yes, coming up into power of Narendra Modi has been looked by Pakistan and generally in India also as a person who is very, very attached with this Gujarat massacre, and people are not very, very happy with his coming to power. But since he has come with a democratic mandate, there is no way that people would reject him now at this stage. It's a late stage, so they will not reject him. They will have to endure him for another 5 years, but people are afraid that his reign in India will create a lot of problems for other minorities, including Muslims.
What about people who are indigenous, and as you mentioned, people who are Muslim, and people, what about those people who have not voiced themselves? There's about 30% on the mainstream that the party managed to acquire, but there is 70%, and we're talking about 60% that didn't even vote, that don't vote, what have you. What about those people? What's going to happen to them?
No, basically those people who have not been represented, they are feeling resentful, and they are under fear that something is going to happen against their interest. So they are not very happy.
And what about India population? 2/3 of India population is under 35. How does that factor? I mean, could you explain to our audience?
Basically, since Narendra Modi is famous as a technocrat savvy person, so the young people would feel good about the fact that he emphasizes more and more on technology. So in the first 5 years of his mandate, he will not emphasize too much on Hindutva movement and religious communal movement, but he would talk about economic progress, and that young people and the old people, everyone is interested in economic development of India.
Has it been easier for graduates who graduated to find jobs? I mean, is India in a shape where it can sustain itself, or does it need to acquire resources from outside of India?
No, it's very difficult because India faces a lot of economic problems. So it will take some time for Narendra Modi to solve those problems. He will have to be patient, and the people will have to be patient to see the fruit of economic development.
Is it easier for them to trust the government?
Yes, after the Congress party, because Congress was had a rampant corruption notoriety, therefore it is important that people are expecting that Narendra Modi would be free of corruption or less corruption. So because of that, they will welcome him in the initial stages of his reign.
Well, Modi has been around since, I believe, he was 8, Hinduisms, and is there going to be any factor that's going to motivate his actions and so forth? And the record that he has, people are talking about, you know, what happened to the mosque and a couple of other things that are happening, that happened in the past. Is that going to be a factor, the fact that he has been around with Hinduism? Is he going to be a person who is able to fairly deal with the general population and all population, including indigenous?
One thing I want to make it clear that for every bad thing, Narendra Modi is not responsible. There is a general atmosphere which has been built up for that. So basically, during the coming 5 years, he is fighting for the economic development of India, and that will be his first agenda. So in that respect, he will get people's cooperation, and he should prove a good leader.
I mean, people do change. Does the society and the population, do they have faith on him now? I mean, time has passed and time is the best medicine that heals every individual. So how are people feeling about him now?
People are feeling that he is basically a reformer, a person who will make some economic changes, effective economic changes, and that he will do because the people's perception is that he's a good economic leader and not necessarily communal leader. No, he's not a communal leader, but he's an economic leader and people believe him.
What was one or two slogans they were using during the campaign?
The good thing is that he was not part of that slogan which people used. People used slogans which were very communal-minded slogans, but he kept himself aloof from that particular slogan, and he emphasized on economic development of India, and that will stand him in good stead. Thank you.
Thank you for sitting with us on behalf of CKUT 90.3. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. I appreciate your giving me a chance. Thank you.
Is there anything you would like to tell our Montreal and Toronto Asian community?
Basically, I think our people should be patient and give him a chance to bring about changes, positive changes in India. Thank you.
Positive is a good thing.